horn flute. In a small house near the sea, Tamil lived with his grandfather, the oldest and wisest man in the village. Ever since Tamil could remember, a glittering silver flute had hung on the wall above the doorway. His grandfather said it was a magic flute, carved from a unicorn's horn. Although he could not play it himself, his grandfather knew that anyone who could would wake the wild magic and become a part of it. "There are many kinds of magic," he told Tamil, "but the wild magic is the oldest and the strongest." One evening, when Tamil was alone, he decided to go out for a walk. As he opened the door, he saw the flute gleaming silver against the dark wood of the wall. Tamil lifted it down and hurried off towards the beach. Scrambling to a rock some way out from the shore, he sat down and lifted the flute to his lips. At once, he felt the magic touch him, making his fingers dance across the flute to shape an ancient tune. The whole world seemed to fall silent. As the tide went out, Tamil climbed down from his rock and followed the ebbing sea, playing his flute all the time. At last, when the moon stood high overhead, he saw a strange building in front of him, a ruined temple normally hidden beneath the sea. Tamil slipped through a gap in the outer wall. He found himself in a large courtyard full of tall, proud-looking men and women, sitting behind long tables covered with fruit and wine. No one was moving or talking or breathing. At the far end, a woman stood before a high throne, her face lifted to the sky. Tamil stared for a long time. Then he turned and went back to the world outside. He sat on a rock and began to play. It was a different tune the magic brought this time, and it worked a different spell. The sand began to crack and move, and soon a great head broke through. It looked like a silvery white horse, but there was a broken horn in the middle of its forehead. Tamil knew it was a unicorn. Slowly the creature fought free of the clinging sand. But as its kicking legs came into view, great fronds of seaweed rose out of the sand, wrapping themselves around the unicorn's body, dragging it down again. For a minute, Tamil watched helplessly while the unicorn struggled with the seaweed monster. Then, suddenly, he had an idea. Spinning round, Tamil dropped the flute and ran back into the courtyard. With a cry of triumph, he pulled back the nearest man's cloak to reveal a sword hanging from his belt. Laying both hands on its hilt, he drew it swiftly from the scabbard and sped back to the unicorn. The unicorn's struggles had dug a great pit in the sand. But as Tamil paused on the brink, it was obvious that the seaweed monster was winning the deadly contest. With a yell, Tamil leapt down and swung the sword. The unicorn snorted and kicked while Tamil dodged round its flying hooves and slashed again and again at the monster. Eventually, the last of the weed slithered back into the sand. Side by side, the unicorn and Tamil scrambled out of the pit. Then they turned to gaze at each other. As he looked, Tamil saw a jewel on a fine chain hanging round the creature's neck. The unicorn turned and walked away towards the wall of the courtyard. Tamil bent to pick up the horn flute, then followed. Walking slowly and proudly, head held high, The unicorn led the way into the courtyard and moved between the tables towards the tall woman standing before the throne. It stopped 2 paces in front of her and gazed steadily for a moment, then turned to look at Tamil. Laying sword and flute carefully on the worn flagstones, Tamil hurried forward. The unicorn bent its head, and Tamil freed the chain from its mane and took the jewel from its neck. The unicorn nodded towards the woman, but Tamil already knew what he had to do. There were 3 low steps in front of her leading up to the throne. Standing on the highest step, Tamil held the jewel above her head like a crown, then hung it carefully around her neck. Suddenly, everything changed. Torches burst into flame along the walls, and the courtyard swam with color. Music filled the air again. Everyone began to move. No one spoke, but they all turned towards the throne and bowed. Tamil wondered whether they were saluting the unicorn or the woman, but she bowed towards the beast, which lowered its head in return. Then she turned and bowed to Tamil. Flustered, he bowed clumsily back, and then quickly went down the steps. He picked up the sword and the flute, then hesitated. Looking round, he saw the man whose sword it was, walking towards him, smiling. Tamil held out the sword, and the man took it with a bow and thanked him. "Please," Tamil whispered, "who are you?" "We are the lords of the high magic," he said. "We were trapped here when the jewel was stolen from us long, long ago. It took an older, stronger magic than ours to return it to us. We are truly grateful. But you must leave us now. This is no place for you." Tamil stumbled out of the courtyard, his eyes dazzled with color and confusion. He found the unicorn waiting for him, stirring its hooves restlessly. There was a soft hissing noise in the air, and a dark gleam along the horizon. The sea was rushing back. The unicorn nudged him gently. Clutching the flute tightly, Tamil swung himself onto its back, and the two of them raced for the shore. They reached the base of the cliffs just minutes ahead of the tide. Tamil slid from the unicorn's back, and for a moment they stood looking at each other. Then the unicorn turned and was off, cantering below the cliffs, knee-deep in water. Tamil watched until it was out of sight. Then he lifted the flute to his lips. But before a note was played, a strong hand closed around his wrist and a voice said, "No." Tamil looked up and saw his grandfather. "You've had a night of great fortune," the old man said gently. "Few have come as close to the wild magic as you tonight. Now let it go. Such powers do not lie under your command. Give me the flute and come home." So the boy gave up the flute and walked quietly behind his grandfather along the path towards the small house. And when he looked back, he saw nothing but the dawn beginning to break.